going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You got to be aware of him at all times. Tatum tries the jam, goes down hard. Walker talking with Caldwell Pope. And Tatum's still down. The officials will obviously look at that. It's the airborne player. And the awkward fall and unable to brace yourself, that's what you always worry about.
After reviewing the illegal contact by Pope and then the ensuing follow-through to a player in the air and vulnerable with a potential for injury is upgraded to a flagrant foul, penalty one.
Wow. Celtics take game one off the Magic on Easter Sunday, 103-86. Jason Tatum dinged up in the game, largely stunk all day long. I was in the house, Keith Bragg.
No way.
Last second tickets.
Really?
Last second tickets fell into him.
Look at you.
I was there.
Found him in your Easter basket?
I sure did.
Nice.
And as he was lying on the baseline,
yeah,
I'm sitting there going, he's fine. And by the way, I wasn't the only one saying that. Joe Mazzulla, have you seen these videos of Mazzulla screaming at Tatum to get up? I've seen this with Jason Tatum so many times, it's not funny.
Yeah.
He's lying on the ground. He's waiting for people to chant MVP
sure.
or whatever it is to get his ass up.
Get the crowd into it.
And I knew he was fine the whole time. By the way, how was that a flagrant? How on earth was that a flagrant
foul? It's 2025 NBA.
Okay, but even by 2025 NBA standards?
Yeah, it's sad.
People were saying he was getting dragged to the ground. He did not get dragged to the ground. Like, Caldwell Pope didn't take his wrist and rip him to the ground. There was hardly even contact.
Yeah, I know. Watching Celtic City and being reminded of how those guys played in the 80s, and you could, like, legit punch guys in the face, and then you stay in the game. You could punch a fan in the face, you could stay in the game.
Robert Parrish was
a different time.
Smacking Laimbeer in the face, yeah. Punching Laimbeer
multiple
in the
times.
Face, stayed in the game.
Yeah.
Larry Bird, and that was Laimbeer too, right? Going back and forth.
Laimbeer,
is that who he hucked the ball
he whipped the ball at him.
Him and Dr. J.
Dr. J's choking
staying
him.
Staying in the game. Yeah, I mean, forget flagrant fouls and getting ejected and technicals and things like this. They all stayed in the game.
Cedric Maxwell elbowed a fan in the chops that had a great game. Like, helped win the game for him.
So, like, to me, I mean, it shouldn't have been a flagrant
foul.
No,
I know. I
knew Tatum was fine. Mazzulla knew Tatum was fine. Already the Twitch chat. Oh, the Celtics only won by 17. Should the Celtics fans be concerned? Signed by Jones. Like, no.
I knew
they were
going
to beat Orlando.
Of course.
Who the hell thought they were going to lose to Orlando?
Nobody.
They should not lose a game in this series.
No.
They shouldn't have been down at halftime, but whatever. I never thought they were going to lose the game. I never thought they were going to lose this game. I didn't really expect Tatum to stink out loud like he did. Is that too harsh?
No. No. I mean, Tatum and Brown, we can get into Brown, too. There's a lot more questions about him health-related. But, yeah, those guys weren't very good. And it just shows you how much better they are than the Magic. Maybe even the team they play in the next round, but that's what happens. If you have one of the best records in the NBA, you get to play one of the worst teams that makes the playoffs, and it should be kind of a lopsided game. You don't need to play your best. You know, I had sort of said before, you could be down two starters against the Magic and win. You could be down one starter against the Knicks or the Pistons and win. It's only going to get more difficult as you go, but yeah, that was Tatum did not play very well. Brown didn't play great, and they ended up being an easy second half for them. They cruised to a victory. Derek White's the guy that steps up and drills a bunch of threes. So yeah, the Magic aren't exactly any kind of test.
No, and I would say White was great in that game.
Yep.
I would say Holiday, to me, if you were hoping for playoff Drew Holiday,
yeah,
and that they were managing him and coasting him all, he was coasting in the regular season, but he's going to kick it up a notch in the playoffs. You saw some of that out of mm-hmm. Holiday. Now, it's mm-hmm. the Magic. I mean, again, they don't need much to beat Orlando.
No.
Orlando has two players. They have Bancaro. They have Franz Wagner. And
one
that's
of the
it.
Amazing Wagner brothers.
That's all they have. I mean, they're a bad team.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And they can't score. And they're going to try to muck it up with the Celtics. Which, by the way, Tatum was asked about this after the game, after he slammed his wrist on the ground, which he was fine the whole entire time, but I guess he got an x-ray after the game.
Had to get x-rays.
Here's what he had to say.
Did you get an x-ray on that? What was the result of that?
Yeah, it's clean. It's good.
And the physicality, obviously, that play, you know, plays throughout this game. They're going to follow you guys. They're going to play really physical. What was it like adjusting to that, and how do you feel like you guys, you know, responded to it through the course of this game?
I mean, playoff basketball. It was a lot of fun out there. Felt good to be back in the playoffs, kind of playing a game like that in this environment. So it was fun.
Okay, so I actually didn't mind the second part of that answer from Tatum.
Yeah.
It's like, it's playoff basketball. No worries. He certainly didn't seem like that when he was lying on the ground. Did he really confirm he got an x-ray, by the way? Can I hear the beginning of that? That's the second or third time I've listened to that. I didn't pick up on this. He was asked one more time about the x-ray. Let me hear it.
Did you get an x-ray on that? What was the result of that?
Yeah, it's clean. It's good.
Okay,
it's clean.
Yeah, but does that
x-rays
mean,
came back clean.
Does that mean the x-ray came back clean, or does that just mean my wrist is fine?
I think it means
re-listening to it. All right, whatever.
You got an x-ray.
Regardless, he's fine. His words, he was fine the whole time.
Yeah, I can't clown on him too much because my favorite player of all time took a wheelchair out of a game and came back and was sticking threes. Wow. So if that happens, then like anybody that holds an injury too long,
if you have a poop stain on your shorts, you wanna sit in a wheelchair. You don't want anybody to see that.
That was not the case with Tatum.
No,
he had that was clean. I'm like Paul Pierce at that time. So, yeah, but I mean, that's one of the, like, they can just sort of, you know, work the kinks out. You might as well, you just don't want to, like, lose an unnecessary game because health is so important for this team that even just that extra game, and I know Tatum was fine, but you see it with all these guys, right? Like, they're, you know, whether it's Porzingis and managing him throughout the season or Jaylen Brown managing him through the final, really, month of the season, you just want to make sure you get to the next round as healthy as possible.
What'd you think of Jaylen? You mentioned him a couple of different times.
Like, not great, but not overly concerning either. Like, somewhere in the middle, I guess.
He looked tentative.
He did. So, he hadn't played like hard in a while.
That's true.
He hadn't played big minutes in a while.
That doesn't mean he's not healthy.
Right.
That doesn't mean he can't do it. But he looked like a guy who was rusty, and I want to keep watching that because I would say he looked
definitely.
Tentative.
Yeah, and there was, and obviously he or Tatum didn't shoot well. Yeah, throw Porzingis in there too, but Brown had that one play where he was like on defense and kind of went up to like deflect the ball and like landed, and you're like looking at him like, is he going to be all right? And he kind of was. But yeah, anytime a guy like that goes down, and maybe this will be good for him, right? Like, you get to have these games, which are essentially like warm-up games for like the real playoff games that matter.
Yeah, these are preseason games against Charlotte right
kinda
now,
is.
What these are. Yeah.
So you can kind of figure out what he has in the tank. What did he end up with? Like 30 minutes, I think it was. So you're like, all right.
30 on the dot.
Yeah.
Which is, he still has not played north of 30.
And since they lost to the Thunder, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was a blowout. It's hard to measure. Yeah. I mean, Terp popped in here. We were talking about this a little off the air with Terp. He's like, well, it was a blowout. He could have played more minutes. He could have, but he didn't. So yeah. I want to keep watching that with Jaylen. He didn't look 100% to me, but some of that might have been rust and not an injury, so let's watch it.
He had the dunk, right? Like, so that was at least something to see because you're wondering, like, all right, it's in him. But we haven't seen it yet. So, like, anything that he does was going to be kind of viewed under a magnifying glass. So, like, I'll take it. It's sort of like pass the test onto the next one. It's not like, oh, case closed, we're good. But he also wasn't hobbling around. And if he was doing that, then we obviously would have jumped all over that and been overly concerned.
So you think there is potential? The Celtics are not going to lose to the Magic, but something I didn't necessarily see coming, and I'm wondering, and after one game, maybe I'm overreacting. You let me know if you think that's the case. 617-779-7937. I wonder if the Magic are given a bit of a blueprint to other teams, and it's not anything schematic. It's just, well, rough them up a little bit. I mean, get into them, muck it up. That's all they're doing. That's all the Magic did, and they were winning at halftime, and that's an unskilled bad team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Do the Knicks and Pistons have that kind of personnel in the second to do some of that? I think they do.
Yeah.
Do the Cavs
It's not old Knicks and Pistons.
No.
But, like, they could.
Do the Cavs have personnel to do it? I feel less strongly about that, but maybe. Do the Thunder have the personnel to do it? Definitely.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I wonder, and I'm not saying they're all doing it after one game, but let's see how this series goes. If you take the physicality to the Celtics, mm-hmm. how does Tatum respond? How does Brown respond? How does Porzingis respond? They were all bad yeah. in that game. Now, is that a one-off? Does that continue? Because the Magic are not good enough to exploit it, but they may still give more talented teams, a blueprint or just a way to look at the Celtics and say, all right, we're going to rattle Tatum's cage and we're going to see if he can handle it. And in game one, he couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't. I just think there's not going to be too many games where Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis all play poorly. And if that's the case, any team has to win that game, right? So you're not worried about it with the Magic, but those other teams, they all have to do it because they really had two players play well offensively, right? It was Peyton Pritchard and Derek White.
Oh, the Celtics, yes.
Celtics.
Yeah.
Well, the Magic never will. The Magic have Paolo Banchero, and then Wagner's solid.
They just have two players.
They have awful offense. Yeah. Like, their offense is the pits. Those two guys together had 50, 60 points or whatever. I think 59 points between the two of them. They scored 86 as a team. That's like old school NBA, like late 90s basketball. They scored 86 points. So you're not worried about that. But to your point, can other teams do that? Yeah, maybe. But the Celtics are just so deep and they have so many guys that can carry the offense. And I would think.
I know, but do you think it was just random they had bad games? Or you think Orlando, because they are a good defensive team,
Yeah.
And because, you know, they played those guys physically.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think there was a correlation to why they played bad, or do you just think it was a one-off?
So I think with Brown, it might be just kind of rusty, and because I think Brown actually can thrive in a physical game, right? And I actually kind of like that when he's not settling for threes and he goes inside, and even if he's taking on contact, that's fine. I think Tatum has proven he can do that as well. I just think, yeah, those teams can try to do that. And I don't know, like Orlando's probably is a better defensive team, right, than
New York.
The New York.
Yeah,
is.
Well, and
so,
yeah.
Like, they can try to do it. I don't know if they have the personnel. They're going to be able to score more, but they're also going to give up more. So, like, it might be a style that they're not exactly prepared to play.
No, I think the Knicks, the problem is, you know, Brunson's so small.
Yeah.
And Towns is so bad defensively that the Celtics can hunt matchups. But do they have personnel that can get into the Celtics a little bit between Hart and
maybe.
Ananobi and to a lesser degree, Bridges? I think they have some of that. So, can you take away from this series? And let's keep watching. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the Celtics just run him out of the gym and Orlando tries to be physical and Tatum laughs at him next game and he puts up 35 and he threatens a triple-double.
Because we're also due for a game. So they had six more threes made than the Magic. We're due for a game where they have like 12
they
more.
They just pour them all in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that could be, tonight? Or that could be, tomorrow. Two games, days off in between games at the Garden is insane. But yeah, so it could be tomorrow. Could be game three. But there's going to be one. Maybe it's not to the level of game one of the Thunder series, but I think they're in line for one of those type of games.
Text line 617-779-7937 says, what do you think of Mazzulla yelling at Tatum to get up? I mean, I just think if I'm Mazzulla, and not every coach would do this. A lot of coaches would stand there silent, let their best player do whatever they want. But I bet he's tired of watching Tatum lie on the ground for 15 minutes. He's like, get up.
He wasn't having it.
You know, like, yeah. I knew he was fine. Yeah. I was up in the 300s. I knew he was fine.
He's like, let's just keep going here.
So
we just want to get going.
It could also be, if you want to be more glass half full than I am, it could also be, well, he's trying to manifest it and will it into existence, and he's hoping he gets up. So he's like, get up. Get up, but he was holding.
It's like Mick yelling at Rocky, though. Like, I don't know if it's the same thing.
He was holding the trainer back. Like, I think he's sick of watching it. And so maybe that just bled through in that moment.
Maybe.
Or maybe it got away from him. But, like, we're all sick of watching Tatum lie on the ground and hamming it up and waiting for MVP chance. He was fine the whole time. He barely even got touched going down.
But, like, how often do you see a head coach scream at the best player?
Not often.
You really don't see it.
So you're.
So Mazzulla's on the hot seat.
You're walking a fine line there, Joe. I mean, if they get.
That's how you choose to do it, Joe. You might be gone.
I mean, you know. Mike Malone called out the Nuggets for not watching tape. He was fired like a day later.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah, you are walking a fine line when you're critical of the best players on the team. No doubt.
You got to be careful.
But I liked it. I liked it from Joe because I felt the exact same way. Mm-hmm. Get up.
Yeah. What do you think of Joe's in the first half kind of throwing like a bunch of different lineups out there? Because it seemed like they were trying to figure something out.
Yeah, I just think.
And I was like, I know they ended up winning by 17 or whatever. They covered the spread. But in the early going, you're like, how come they're not? Like pulling away here, and he kept throwing different lineups out.
I just think he might be trying stuff. I mean,
it's like a preseason.
I don't love to buy into this, but when we were talking about it down the stretch, Orlando, I really don't think it matters all that much.
True.
But maybe he was trying to send a bit of a message, you know, to guys who are, whether it's Porzingis, who didn't play well in that game. I mean, Tatum played the whole first quarter, if memory serves. So I don't know. Maybe there's a minor message in there as well, but more likely it's just, hey, we don't need everybody for 40 minutes against Orlando. We don't. Mm-hmm. 617-779-7937. There's also this. If the Celtics are having their feels, they could go 16-0. Like, they should sweep this team. So the idea a game and just you can't criticize anything, like, they didn't play well, but they're that much better than Orlando.
Right.
So I don't look at that and go, well, see, they won. They won by 17. They're fine.
Yeah.
They were losing at half. Right. They didn't play well. Tatum didn't play well.
Yeah.
And the coach was yelling at the player to get up in the game. So I don't know. I mean, I expected them to win. Did you not expect them to win the game going away against Orlando?
Oh, I expected them to win and cover.
We all expected that.
Yeah. I just, in the first half, wasn't there a little bit of you being like, they weren't a great home team. So, like, they don't have that huge advantage that I thought that they should have, that a lot of great teams have at home. They almost have that more on the road, oddly enough.
I'll tell you, at halftime, it wasn't quite halftime. The Celtics were down 3. Yeah. Orlando had the ball. I forget who had the strip. Maybe Holiday had a steal going the other way. But Orlando had possession up 3 late in the first half, and I checked the live line. It was minus 250 sold.
Yeah, so, I
was ready to bet them. I'm like, it's not even worth betting because they're still such a heavy favorite. So I never thought they were going to lose the game, but against a better team, maybe I would feel that way, Keith, where they've been a shaky home team. You can't trust them at home. And so if they're down against one of those better teams, whether that is New York, if you have them in that group, or the Pistons, definitely Cleveland.
Yeah.
Then maybe I would feel that way. Orlando's just not good enough. And their offense disappears for long stretches at a time.
You know, normally if one team in the playoffs, if one team plays really well and one team plays poorly, the team that plays well is going to win. But that's not the case in this matchup. So I don't think you really have to worry all that much about it. I guess the question then becomes, like, how much do the Pistons and the Knicks even close that gap? Like, how bad do the Celtics have to play? Like, I feel like they're going to beat themselves more than another team is just going to show up and beat them straight up.
I think that's probably fair.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.